1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVOE Home Improvement, Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line at 8:50 are Jeff and Sonia Hodges, representing the Emporia Senior Center. Big doings, obviously, last week, but big doings coming up starting tomorrow for the
All
Senior
right.
Center.
Yeah, Jeff is a board member, and Sonia is a volunteer, especially with the bingo that is going to be relaunching very soon. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Jeff, I will start by asking you, first off, how maybe much of a relief it is to have bingo back in the fold here for the Senior Center starting tomorrow evening.
It's very, very exciting to get that back. That's one of our biggest fundraising things that we do throughout the year, continuous income for us. And so by not having that for a month has really kind of hurt, and we're glad to have it back.
So why did it stop, Jeff?
Weather didn't help.
Yeah.
I mean, we had several days where we couldn't because of the weather and the parking lot with the snow and different things. And then the transition, you know, where we're at with a director and some of those things kind of made it difficult to have bingo.
Sonia, from your perspective, how impactful has it been, really, for my understanding here is it's been over a month that bingo has not been able to be really to be part of things, whether it's, you know, just basically for, you know, the immediate side of things for bingo or really for the Senior Center as a whole as a community hub?
Oh, yeah. I think, well, first of all, it hurt us financially, you know, to not have that. But for the seniors, this is such a thing that they look forward to every week. And so we try to provide that and give them an outlet, and we do it twice a week now. And I know it's left a huge hole for a lot of our seniors in their schedules. So we're excited to have bingo back. We're really excited. I know personally, you know, my dad loves to play, and I hear the disappointment in his voice every time he found out we weren't having it. So I know it's a big thing, and it is for a lot of people, you know, seniors and just Emporia citizens alike. You know, they enjoy that and they look forward to it, and we're glad to be able to bring it back to them.
Sonia, let's talk then about the schedule tomorrow, and not mm-hmm. only when the gates open up the doors open and you know, actually getting play started, but really what's available with bingo. And let's talk about the what's there, the timing, and the games that are involved. You know, talk about the tablet side of things.
Okay. Well, doors open at 5:30 and play starts at 7. Maybe a little earlier with the early birds. We'll have those available, of course. Those are always a big hit. You know, the tickets are $1 and they pay out over $100. So those are always fun. That's a really good time for those pregame tickets. But we have what is called electronic bingo available now, which I'm not sure if you haven't been there in a little while, you may not be aware of this. They're amazing. They play kind of like they play the bingo games, but it kind of has a Keno feel to it or a slot machine feel. You know, you have your electronic bingo on your table. You buy a tablet. We have $25 and $40 options. They play a lot of cards. You have way more chances to win than when you do the paper, because you don't have to worry about trying to keep up. They do it all for you. So it's a lot of fun. The numbers pop up. They resort your cards for you and show you your ones that are winning and how many numbers you have before you'll win. And they tell you when to shout bingo. And so it makes it really fun if you say you have arthritis and it's hard for you to hold a dauber. Or if you are hearing impaired or vision impaired, it's a way for you to get involved and not have to worry about trying to keep up. And not just that, but there's a lot of people who play those just because they kind of like the fun electronic interaction. And you can leave your hands free to do other things. You can sit there and eat. You can take part in all the goodies we provide, those kind of things. So it's a lot of fun. They really are. They're something that we are the only ones in town that do, and it just makes it fun for all ages to play.
Yeah, we had no idea that you'd made that upgrade. I mean, as far as the tablets go, what kind of investment does the senior center have to make to get those?
It's pretty substantial. We have a contract that we've signed. I believe we have them for the next 2 years, is from my understanding. And it's a pretty substantial investment, so we need the community to come out and help support that so we can keep it going. And we do play twice a week now to help pay for those. So it was something that, it was an investment we made into our gaming system so that we could help, you know, we could help some of the people who were having a little trouble, difficulty keeping up. We had one of our patrons that comes on a regular basis. We all just love her. She's hearing impaired, and we noticed that, you know, she came every week and played, just loved to play, but she never won. And we think a lot of it was that it was, you know, she would miss numbers here and there. And once she started using the electronic bingo, she started winning. And when she would win, the whole crowd would just go crazy for her. We just cheered her on. We were so happy to see her win, and the excitement on her little face was just made it all worthwhile. So
outstanding.
Yeah, it was great.
Jeff, let me ask you here too, in addition to the bingo side of things, specifically tomorrow night, what else is going to be part of the atmosphere coming up?
Well, we got a new board. Jan's heading that up, and she's been here the longest and been on that, but we've got three new, very new board members. So right now, one of our goals is we got three positions to fill on the board. So if anybody's interested and would like to help, we'd take an application for that. And we just want to get back to the programming side of it. And we've got to get things going for the seniors of our community. And I've just kind of got involved in this through Sonia's father. You know, we were looking for something to do with him after her mom passed away, and we found bingo at the senior center, and Sonia and I just kind of fell in love with kind of the place and just saw, you know, what an asset to our community that's just been neglected for years. And I'm really passionate about things that I do. And, you know, the seniors have been neglected in this community for a long time. We give a lot of money to the college, and, you know, everybody's going to help with the kids. We know that's a given. But it's time for this community to step up and start supporting the seniors. And so we're going to look at programming and fundraising to help with those items. And if anybody's got any suggestions, I'm hoping to maybe get a community survey out and just see what kind of things that we need in the community for them and start supporting them.
All right, so bingo is back starting tomorrow night. Sonia, give us the hours and the times again we're looking at.
Okay, so tomorrow doors will open at 5:30. We'll start play at 7. Saturday, the doors will open at 2:30, and we'll play at 4. And just reminding, it's open to all ages. We're kid-friendly. We're college kids-friendly. Just all ages are welcome to come. And we always need volunteers to help keep things running. The more people we have, the more people we need to make it work. So, and we're also, if you're interested, there's also a great craft that's coming up for Valentine's Day. And Evora Wheeler has offered to come help learn how to make pies. So if anyone has had one of Evora's pies and you want to know her secrets, that's a great opportunity to get to meet Evora, and maybe she'll give a few tricks of the trade there. And you can check out our Facebook page to find out the dates and times. I don't have that at the right handy, but that's coming up right away in the first part of February. Yeah. So be sure to sign up for that. That's been a really good thing. We're doing a craft every month, and crafting with Kathy, I believe. It's really fun. So
outstanding. Jeff, I do have to ask you here with your position on the board specifically, your perspective on the transition process underway, the work of Ian Boyd the last 5.5 years, and speaking of the work ahead for the board, really the work that is ahead to get the Senior Center back in a prominent position and continue that longstanding work as a community hub.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Ian for his hard work and what he did. Went through some struggles, you know, with COVID and the theft, of course. And, you know, we need to put that behind us and move forward. So our plan is to find an interim director that can kind of help us transition this and get us a line, and then kind of come up with a you know, what we're looking for in a full-time director, to kind of get somebody to lead us into the future and do things. So that's kind of our path moving forward, that, and then also getting some new board members.
Understood. All right, Jeff, Sonia, anything else that you wanted to bring up either about the Senior Center's path forward or about bingo specifically starting again here tomorrow night?
Oh, one thing I did want to mention is we, just to celebrate our return, we are going to have free desserts all evening long. So the ladies are baking today, I'm guessing, getting ready for that, and they'll be offering free dessert tomorrow night, and we'll have hot dogs, chips, we're going to have chili and nachos, and you can, of course, include that chili, the chili and the cheese on your hot dog if you want to, and just some good food options. Every week we have good food, so come at 5:30, eat dinner with us, stay and play bingo, and we'll just kick it all off, and we look forward to seeing everyone again. We've missed everyone, so.
All right, glad that bingo's back. Sonia, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Jeff, thanks.
Your help.
Yeah, you betcha, Jeff. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, Jeff Hodges, who is a Senior Center board member, and Sonia Hodges, who is a volunteer at the center and are really helping relaunch the bingo starting again tomorrow night.
Yeah, good to hear that, and we will have more angles coming out here for a while now on the Emporia Senior Center and its path forward as well, coming up here on KVUE and KVUE.com. Speaking of senior matters in a different vein, our newsmaker segment tomorrow has Gwen Bernheide of the Friendship Center, and we already mentioned Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness Administrators separately, different topic, talking about youth mental health training sessions for our interviews tomorrow. Wednesday's schedule is open. The rest of the week is full. Go to KVUE.com/calendar to find out more.
KVOE live in local 902 Sunshine, 32 degrees.
Exposure to radon is the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. Testing your home every 2 to 5 years is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones are safe from elevated levels of radon in your home. Fixing high radon is straightforward and costs less than many other home repairs. Don't delay. Test, fix, save a life. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Greetings from Emporia First United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Ron Harris. New year, new